You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. Earlier this month, the actor Philip Seymour Hoffman died from overdosing on heroin. His sudden death has reignited the national conversation about heroin, prescription drug abuse, and addiction. Last week, White House drug czar Gil Kerlikowske, the former Seattle police chief, called for making the anti-overdose treatment naloxone more widely available to emergency room providers and other first responders. Here in Washington State, that is already the case. KUOW reporter Patricia Murphy sat down with our Record host Steve Scheer to talk about the anti-overdose drug.
Naloxone can save a life. Patricia Murphy, what is naloxone?
Naloxone, Steve, is an antidote to an opiate. And basically what it does is it kicks off the opiate molecules from the brain's receptors as soon as it's administered. And it doesn't matter if it's heroin or OxyContin or methadone. That's all the same to the body.
I do like that image of there being a chemical molecule in the brain that's moving around and seeing a receptor and can bump another molecule out of the way. So it's available as a prescription in Washington State, some pharmacists and some needle exchange programs as well. So what's happening here, and why is it a prescription drug?
It's always been a prescription drug. This is something you have been able to get. You know, if you go to the emergency room in an overdose, this is what you would be getting. It's been around for 30 years, probably. But through a cooperative drug agreement with King County Public Health, Kelly Ross Pharmacy on Capitol Hill is distributing this to people at risk of witnessing an overdose or people who are at risk of overdosing. I talked with Kelly Ross pharmacist Ryan Oftbrough about the significance of bringing this into the professional setting and out of the needle exchange program.
By bringing this conversation into the pharmacy, it really legitimizes it and removes that stigma and makes it accessible for all kinds of people that previously would not have felt comfortable going to a needle exchange for this service.
And the beauty of bringing this into the pharmacy again is that if you go to a needle exchange, which could be uncomfortable for parents who have children who are potential overdose victims, they may not be needle savvy. The overdose kit you're going to get at Kelly Ross Pharmacy uses a nasal atomizer. So it's just like a little nasal spray that goes in.
So this is very interesting because you use the phrase, those who might be witnesses to overdoses. So this is empowering parents, friends. This is also making them aware of what their role and their responsibility could be.
Well, most overdoses do not occur in a solo setting. You know, a lot of people overdose around other people. So yes, this could be a very small piece of empowerment in a pretty out of control situation.
So who's at risk?
Any person with an addiction or an abuse problem, chronic pain patients who take high doses of opiates, like this person who Ryan Oftbrough spoke about during our conversation.
One patient in particular was on a high-dose fentanyl patch. He went to sleep one night, woke up in the morning, and discovered that his patch had come off and was affixed to his partner, who was opiate naive. So he got on the internet and found us and came in and went through our training program.
You know, potentially very scary situation there. You can get all this information at stopoverdose.org. That's how he found them. And, you know, luckily his partner did not have a problem that day, but that's a very real possibility for people.
Yeah, we are expanding the ability to be empowered through information. How would I know, though, that somebody needs naloxone? How would I know somebody's overdosing?
Well, if someone is overdosing, it is likely that they will be unresponsive to shaking or yelling. You know, what they suggest at Kelly Ross is that you do a sternum rub, and that's where you take your knuckles, you know, and you rub it up and down. That's painful, right?
Yeah.
That hurts. So if somebody doesn't respond to that, they are likely to be overdosing.
All right. So then what do I do?
Well, the first thing you're going to do is call 911 and start rescue breathing. If there's no response from that rescue breathing, it's time to use the naloxone. And I went through this training, and it's a pretty simple kit, and it's nothing like that dramatic scene in Pulp Fiction, you know, when Uma Thurman overdoses, you know, no stabs to the heart. It's a very brilliant little system with this nasal atomizer and instead of a syringe, you know, so it is not dramatic, and it's pretty simple.
It's a prefilled syringe, and then it's got its own injection device or administration device. So you'll take the cap off of the actual drug, and then you'll take the back of the syringe cap off, twist on the naloxone, twist on the nasal atomizer, and then you're ready to administer. So once this is assembled, it's just inserted into the nostril, and you just want to give it a vigorous push. And that's it.
And the naloxone is likely to work very quickly, and this person will come to, and they will feel awful, and they will be suffering withdrawal symptoms. That is part of this process. So your job at that point is to keep that person comfortable and turn them on their side in case they vomit, and hopefully at that point your rescue people have arrived.
I like that we could hear the sound of that nasal spray going in. Why does this matter? Why is this important?
Well, it matters because we have a national prescription drug problem. And since the crackdown on prescribing, some of those people are switching to heroin, which means that we have less oversight from prescribers. You know, we have people who are taking this into their own hands. And in Washington, prescription overdose deaths are down, but heroin overdose deaths are up. And the reality is clear, you know, according to Oftborough and people in this field, that, you know, this is important. And that's one of the reasons Kelly Ross took this on.
We looked at this and we thought, this is something that not only can we do well, but it is something that can actually make a difference. But I also have a pretty personal reason for doing it. And I have a cousin that I lost to overdose about 2 years ago.
And Oftborough, you know, he talks about this around the country, the naloxone program, and he says there's always people who come up to him after his presentation, and they have a story about a family member who is either in trouble with opiates or who has died from an overdose. And, you know, he says recently, because of this program, he's heard success stories, and it works, and that's really important.
Well, that's good in this situation because we usually don't. How does somebody get the training?
Well, if you are at risk for witnessing an overdose, anybody can get this. Caregivers, parents, you know, anybody can walk to Kelly Ross Pharmacy on Capitol Hill and go in there. And they like you to make an appointment because it does take some time to go through the training. Some insurance companies will cover the cost of this, including Medicaid and DSHS.
So this is one pharmacy that's dealing with this now. Is the idea that this is the pilot by which other pharmacists may, and even the Washington State Pharmacists Association, might want to see it expanded?
Situations like the Philip Seymour Hoffman overdose, they reignite these conversations. And Ryan Oftborough tells me that when he explains this to pharmacists, it makes sense. He can see the light bulb go off. So maybe.
That's KUOW's Patricia Murphy and Steve Scherr, and you can learn more about that training program on how to use naloxone at our website, kuow.org.